As you all, I'm sure, have heard, the National Weather Service just concluded its 2 p.m. briefing. The latest forecasts call for up to 12 to 20 inches of snow in central and northeast Missouri, along with winds ultimately reaching 30 to 40 miles per hour. Blizzard warning has been issued for central and northern Missouri. At the heaviest points, snow could be falling at a rate of 2 inches or more per hour. Because of these extreme conditions, the National Weather Service, as I indicated, has issued a blizzard warning for central and northeast Missouri beginning at 6 a.m. Tuesday and running through noon on Wednesday. Meanwhile, the forecasts call for 1/10 to 1/2 an inch of ice and 8 to 12 inches of snow in the St. Louis region. Some areas could potentially see even more snow in isolated spots. Winds in St. Louis could reach 20 to 30 miles per hour. South of St. Louis, we expect about a half an inch of ice and 4 to 6 inches of snow. The forecasts for Kansas City and southwest Missouri remain fairly similar to what they were 8 to 10 hours ago. Temperatures across the state will be very cold, in the single digits or lower for a number of days in a row here. This is a very serious storm. The snow and ice totals could change somewhat over the next 48 hours. But there's no doubt that we're anticipating a storm that will have a significant impact on our state for a number of days. As I said at the beginning, our preparations to counter the storm were underway this weekend, and they are continuing. Over the weekend, I ordered more than 125 generators to be in place in staging locations where they can be quickly transported to areas where electricity is lost to help power shelters and other essential points. And earlier today, I issued two executive orders. The first order declares a state of emergency in Missouri. The order activates the Missouri State Emergency Operations Plan, which allows state agencies to assist local jurisdictions with their emergency preparation and response. The second order I signed today activates the Missouri National Guard in response to the storm so that up to 600 citizen soldiers from the Guard will be deployed to support local emergency agencies. By doing this today, it allows these citizen soldiers to be positioned in communities around the state before the brunt of the storm hits. Major General Danner will provide more information about this in just a minute. With treacherous road conditions predicted and widespread power outages a possibility, my chief concern is the safety and health of Missourians. These orders make state agency resources and the citizen soldiers of the Guard available to help communities respond. Since we started tracking this storm over the weekend, state emergency officials have been working closely with local agencies and faith and community groups to ensure that Missouri is as prepared as possible. This afternoon, I've been in direct contact with St. Louis Mayor Francis Slay, St. Louis County Executive Charlie Dooley, Jefferson County Executive Ken Waller, St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman, and staff had the opportunity to talk to Franklin County Presiding Commissioner John Griesheimer. We have let them all know the steps the state has taken and is taking in preparation for this storm. Also want to add that Commissioner of Administration Kelvin Simmons has implemented the state hazardous weather travel policy. This permits state employees to not travel to work if extreme conditions warrant that precaution. Those employees will be able to use annual leave, comp time, or make arrangements for flex time with their specific departments. Before I ask the Colonel and the General to speak, I want to remind Missourians to exercise a lot of caution before, during, and after this storm. Listen to radio, TV, or NOAA weather radio for weather reports and emergency information, or visit the state website at mo.gov for comprehensive emergency information. If you must drive, check mo.gov for road conditions before you leave. And I encourage you to check on elderly neighbors or neighbors in need of assistance. Missourians themselves are the best first responders ultimately in their neighborhoods. You know who the folks that need your help are. And as this, we move to the back end of this storm in a few days, it's going to become important that we all work to help each other. Missourians pull together in times of need, and I'm sure that this time will be no different. There will be many folks out with shovels, snowblowers, and other snow removal equipment to help their neighbors, I am sure. One of the agencies at the front lines of our effort is the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Their efforts will continue to be invaluable, as they always are. I'd like for the Colonel of the Highway Patrol, Colonel Ron Repogel, to give a short briefing, then we'll hear from the General, then we'll take questions. Colonel Repogel.
Thank you, Governor. The first comment that I would like to make is to the public, and I don't think Missouri drivers have seen a storm system quite like this one unless you've lived in the northern plains of the United States. Rarely do we have a blizzard warning ever issued in the state of Missouri. So I would encourage anybody that does not have to travel, please, please don't. I can't say that strongly enough. You may think that you have a vehicle equipped to do this, but we're going to see snowfall totals in unprecedented amounts in our state. And we're very concerned about that, even with our own vehicles, being able to get around to provide emergency response. So if you do not have to travel, please don't. Stay home. Stay in the comforts of your home, and you won't have to worry about being stranded. We're going to have roadways that are impassable, obviously, with this storm. We have pre-positioned a lot of our officers and vehicles. One thing that we do have an advantage of with this storm that we haven't in years past is more four-wheel drive vehicles in our agency with the merger of the Missouri State Water Patrol into our agency. That almost tripled the number of available four-wheel drive vehicles that we will have, and we have already pre-positioned many of those vehicles around the state in areas. We've also asked that essential personnel, particularly in our communication centers, be prepared to work probably a double shift. They may not be able to be relieved because the follow-up employees coming in behind them may not be able to get to work. So we're preparing our essential personnel for those things. So this is an unprecedented storm that I don't think that any of us have seen in many, many years. And I think we can't say that enough, particularly to the motoring public. So please, if you do not have to be out, don't get out in this. It's going to be dangerous. As the governor said, the storm itself is going to be followed up by very, very dangerous low temperatures, wind chills. And if you get stranded, that's going to be a problem for you out there in those types of conditions. So please stay home if you can. If you do get out and you need services, Star 55 will get you to the nearest troop headquarters, of course, 911. If you need emergency services, we are going to be out with our officers in those vehicles responding. Obviously, our response will be delayed, but we will be out there to assist and take care of issues as they arise. One other thing that has been done in preparation for this storm is Emergency Declaration 1101 has been issued by DPS Director John Britt. And basically what that declaration does is it waives a certain federal Department of Transportation standard for the 10-hour continuous driving rule for commercial vehicle operators to be able to deliver essential goods and services in response to this storm. That will go into effect at 3 p.m. today through the sometime this weekend, and will be looked at to see if that needs to be extended. But it does allow for drivers to be able to bring those emergency response type goods and services into areas as they're needed. So that was done early today. Will go into effect at 3 p.m. But again, stay off the roadways if at all possible. I assure you that we will have every available trooper out there working this situation. Earlier today, we canceled all extended leave of our uniformed personnel, and we will have every available officer out there to assist the motoring public. But again, please, please stay off the roadways if at all possible. Thank you.
Thank you, Colonel. Major General Stephen Danner, Adjutant General, Missouri National Guard.
Thank you, Governor. At the Governor's request, yesterday afternoon, we began our pre-planning processes in order to assist the Department of Public Safety, the Highway Patrol, and other state agencies at the Governor's request. That's the job of the National Guard, is to assist in any way possible, whether it be in wellness checks, route clearance, health and welfare issues, and safety issues of any nature whatsoever. So we have placed our liaison officers on alert who have been contacting the counties that we foresee will be heavily impacted by this impending storm, contacting them directly so that we'll be working through their emergency operations centers and the chain of command from the governor's office through DPS to the through the Highway Patrol and the Missouri Guard. So we are prepared to do our mission. We've got a veteran staff on board. This is the 18th state emergency duty that we've done in the last few years, since 2005. So we've got a crew that unfortunately is too skilled in these matters. I would like to follow up on one thing that the governor mentioned and that Colonel Rapolga also mentioned. Very rarely do we get a blizzard warning. And we want to manage this crisis, not have it manage us. So we are out in front, in the lead at the governor's request, again, to see that that's exactly what we do in order to protect our good people of this state from bad things that may happen as a result of this storm. So that's the principal role that the Guard will be portraying, and we look forward to accomplishing our mission on time and task. Thank you, Governor.
Thank you. Any questions for me or for the general or the colonel?
What units have been activated?
Well, right now we've established three task forces. Troop Command Task Force East will be generally in the eastern piece. The 35th Engineer Brigade will have the Task Force South. and that will be south of 44 in the Springfield area. And then the 1/10th Maneuver Enhancement Brigade in Kansas City will have the task force responsibilities for western Missouri and north.
Anytime there's this amount of ice, you have stand a significant risk of power outage. I think the ice storm that happened down south before was a little thicker ice than what's been expected here, but it didn't have the wind this is going to have. I mean, when you have ice on lines or on poles and whatever, and you pick up 30 and 40 mile an hour winds, it can cause a significant amount of other problems that might not exist. So it's a little different storm. We did not face the wind in those areas. It was more of a kind of Missouri frozen fog type of storm in which it just kind of sat on us for a while. This is a long, hard, large storm with significant winds. So once we get the ice and once we get the snow, it's going to be followed up by bitter cold with wind chills clearly getting below zero.
Well, it could be all of the above. I mean, we are prepared to act in support of the civilian authorities, whether it might be a rescue of individuals who are stranded at a farm home, whether it might be taking elderly patients to or from a hospital or a nursing home, et cetera, to patrols with the Highway Patrol or police agencies. We're there to be we have a variety of capabilities, both in engineering capacities and the military police. As you know, we've got those units. They're veteran units. All of them have been deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan or both, so they are very experienced, and we're prepared to serve as we're called upon. Well, it's equipment. I mean, we have high loaders. We've got dozers. We have basically any kind of vertical or horizontal engineering capability. We have all that. So, yes, snow plows, not as many, but the capability of moving snow and, I'll say, clearing routes, we can do. Well, all those are covered. So, I mean, east has part of central. I mean, it's yes. I mean, all the state is covered. Each one of the task forces covers their part, but the total is the entire state, yes.
Can you give us an idea of the number of people and vehicles for both National Guard and
Highway Patrol? Go ahead, Ron. You've got more vehicles.
We currently have about 750 to 800 road troopers. We also will be supplementing that with some water patrol troopers that are now in our agency, also some of our other personnel. We may be putting two into a vehicle. Obviously, we don't have enough four-wheel drive vehicles for that amount of officers, so if it gets to the point where our regular Crown Vicks, two-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive vehicles will not go, we'll be putting multiple officers in those four-wheel drive vehicles for response. Well, in Missouri, we don't have gates like you see in western states to shut down interstates. It usually has to do with the blockage of a roadway. And we work very closely with MoDOT in those situations. When we have a roadway that gets blocked because of traffic, we take that very seriously because of the backup that will occur behind that, particularly with the cold temperatures and conditions that are associated with this storm. So, you know, we get with them and try to divert traffic at an intersection where it can be diverted. We now have the highway signs up on our interstate systems where we put those warning messages out, letting the public know that the roadway is blocked ahead. And then, again, with the assistance of MoDOT, we'll move that traffic off that roadway as we can at certain interchanges along the interstate is where most of the problems occur with that.
It seemed like you were a bit worried that drivers may not understand the full ramifications and the seriousness of the storm.
I'm very concerned with that, yes.
Why is that?
Because of the forecast of what this storm is. Again, rarely have we seen a forecast in my 27-year career as a trooper like this one with blizzard conditions for our state. I don't recall ever working one of those myself in 27 years. I worked one many years ago in the Springfield area with 15 inches of snow, and I remember how that paralyzed the area. And then following that up with the extreme low temperatures and the high winds that are following behind this storm system, and you have the recipe for a very, very dangerous storm that I don't think that we've seen in this state in many, many years. I did get the information about her accident, I believe, down in the Camden County area. I'm sorry, I do not have details about that accident. Personally, it will be on our website. It was an injury accident. She did sustain some injuries requiring her to be transported to the hospital, and that information should be up on our website at this time. I personally don't have the details of how that accident occurred, but I am familiar with the accident.
They're certainly capable of making those decisions. Each of those bodies have, I would think that a number of them are moving this way. I think figuring out how many are here and whether they should stay here or try to move out is a determination to be made. But I will be speaking with the legislative leaders soon to see if there's anything that they need. But they're fully capable of making those decisions themselves. I mean, on the front end, it's ice and loss of power. Obviously, when the ice comes, you lose power, and huge swaths in a storm of this size could go out. Longer run, you worry about the cold and the inability to move people. When you're talking about, 15, 16, 18, 20, 22 inches of snow in places, and the temperature staying low, especially as you get in some of the rural areas, isolated people could really be out there for a long time. And consequently, I think the length of this, the size and length, and that wind on the backside, we haven't seen wind associated with something like this ever that I can recall. And so you get concerned by that. So ice first, snow, cold, and people being isolated. We're focused on what we have to get done here right now. We've been at this pretty hard the last day and a half. I think we can focus on those issues as we move forward. Obviously, I put it in my budget, and I think it ought to be part of helping Missouri school kids. But our focus right now is on this. Yeah. I mean, like I said, we reached out today. I personally reached out to the mayor and to the county executive and others in that region. We stand ready to assist in whatever way. I think they're so far have been on the point and ready for this. We are bracing, but we are optimistic that with this preparation, Missourians will withstand this weather, this strong storm well. But no, we stand ready to assist. Also through our normal emergency management, we roll through checking with nursing homes, checking with same things that the colonel here has for the highway patrol troopers. In essence, double shifts, no time off, passing, making sure if you're going off shift that somebody's replacing you. Same is true in our other institutions like corrections and other things of that nature. We've moved to that level. So on all of this, I think the colonel probably said it best. I mean, folks should bat down hatches and hold on. The most likely place to get hurt is out on the road and sticking close to home and inside home, and then helping your neighbors once we get through this. It's going to be very, very important. No, I have not. The commissioner will deal with the issues there. We have the bad weather policy is in effect already. He's already issued an order on, we mirror the troops of the patrol, so troops H in St. Joe, B in Macon, C in St. Louis, and F in JC. That order has already been given for the bad weather policy. It would not surprise me to see those orders expand in the next few hours. The general and his troops will follow orders given through the Department of Public Safety. If it is necessary for them to assist in any way, shape, or form in removal of snow, he has assets capable of doing that.
Governor, I think as we talk about it, is not per se plowing roads like the highway department does. It's being able to move through roads. For instance, in the last ice storm, what we had to do is we had to plow a path through. I mean, it's us making a way through so that our Hemets, which are our 5,000-gallon tankers, could get through to that plant. So by plowing a road, it would be plowing a road to get to, say, a specific person to do a specific mission. It would not be plowing primary or secondary roads for travel purposes.
The highway department will be handling that. Thank you all.